It's 7 minutes after six, and Madi Linzwane, who's the CEO of Lehumo Investments, joins us now on the line. Madi, how are you doing? How are you?
Good evening, Anastasia, and good evening to your listeners. I'm doing very well, thank you.
So how did we do on the markets today?
Look, another positive day, up 0.2%, similar to yesterday, where, you know, the financials and the industrial sector is what was driving this market up. However, you know, pressure continues in the resources sector. Today, I think even worse than yesterday. Today, we finished on the resources sector down by 1.87%, so almost 2% lower, you know, on the resources sector today. The industrials were up almost 0.8%. Financials also up just over 0.8%, or just over 0.7%, 0.75 to be precise. So you've got price, I mean, coming from the gold mining index, which is down 2.6%. You've got platinum also pretty much flat, 0.1% down there. I mean, when I look across the board, I'm looking at the likes of Anglo Gold, Ashanti coming under pressure there, down 2.6%. You know, South 32, all those, diversified miners as well coming under pressure. South 32 down 1.8, BHP Billiton also down 1.6. It was down in Australia. We've seen some pressure continuing there, those commodity prices coming off. So certainly, pressure across those resources counters, Anglo Gold, Anglo Platinum as well. Down about 0.9%. On the green, we've got, and in fact, before I go move into the green, the interesting one that I looked at was, Stadio, which is now down almost 25%.
But why, though? Is that normal? That you unbundle it,
It has been. What goes up must come down at some point. I mean, you look at the performance, it's been going up. It went up quite aggressively after the listing. And, I guess it just did a little bit too much within a short period of time. And I think some people just are feeling that perhaps unjustified, to have run so hard. Coming off today, down 25%. But on the green, there were some greens. Of course, PPC, I look at it there, up just over 5%. You've got Sun International as well. You mentioned them. They came up with a trading update. I see they're continuing to buy more. I thought when they were exiting Panama, they would pause a little bit before they went into another acquisition. But I see they're already busy again. They've announced that they are going into Peru, and they've acquired some casino and some resort company through the subsidiary Sun Dreams SA. So they are busy there, continuing to acquire some few stakes. So it looks like they're not tired. So hopefully they get it right, because one of the reasons why they're exiting Panama and Colombia is because it just hasn't worked, performed very well for them, those operations. So it looks like they're more optimistic about just continuing the expansion into Peru. So hopefully it does work out for them. But the other companies, of course, PSG coming through. I see it finished up around 200. I'm looking for the share price. I can't see it on my screen, but it was positive. It came up with a very good, unaudited results for the 6 months. Very positive results. The sum of the parts, which is the value that we measure this company, is around 262.32. So slightly above, slightly above where it's trading. I think it's trading around 256. So very positive trading update there from PSC. The other one was Mondi, of course. That came up with the
Mardi, unfortunately, we're running out of time, and I do want to get into that discussion with PSG, who are waiting on the line to basically give us a breakdown on the numbers. But thanks so much for your time this evening.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.
That's Mardi Linzwane, who's the CEO of Lehumo Investments.